Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Dr. Mark Quayle Russell, the King of Klein Attraction. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Klein Attraction. So a question I get a lot is, okay, Mark Quayle, when should I quit my job? Because sometimes we work with people, they're working their job and they're growing their business at the same time. So that's okay, Mark Quayle, when should I quit my job? That's usually not a question I answer. Sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. But I want to give you a specific example and somebody who's recently done it, how he's able to quit his job. And we actually interviewed him to pull out exactly how he was able to do it, when he did it, all that good stuff. So I think you're going to get a ton of value from it. So let's go ahead and jump into it right now. Our president of communications, Rochelle Shaw, is going to be interviewing Mr. Billionaire Ben, which we call him. And I think you're going to get a ton of value from this, especially if you're thinking about when you quit your job to go full-time in your business. So let's go ahead and get into the episode.
Hey, everybody. I'm back. It's your girl, Rochelle Shaw, president of communications here at Klein Attraction University. And I've got the character, the infamous, the Ben Bakayoko with me today. Ben Bakayoko, right?
Yes, let's go! Yes, you got it.
I hate for people to screw up my name, so that's why I'm always like really, really intent on making sure that their name is correct. Mark Quayle is with me on that thing, so because people are always calling him, you know, Marquise, Mark, and he's Quayle. Well, so we are very, very intent on making sure that we call you your proper name. But I talk about what I love to do more than anything, and that is interview our clients that have been successful in our program, and also those that have kind of come in and kind of, you know, shimmied a little bit to find their way and made it happen. And so I am honored today to talk to my friend Ben Back Coaching, which we're going to have some fun. So introduce yourself, Mr. Bakayoko.
Hey, Rochelle. So, and CAU fam or prospective clients, my name is Ben Bakayoko. I affectionately go by Ben Bak because as a kid, people didn't want to mess up my last name. Eventually, they called me a lot of other stuff, but eventually I got a best friend that just started calling me Ben Bak. So I just make it simple for people, Ben with Ben Bak Coaching, right? Essentially, what I do is I teach coaches how to build a six-figure coaching company, just like I did. Well, and through the help of CAU, we really launched my career when I started off. I was doing like $99 coaching sessions. And after CAU, I was able to do a 5K coaching program. I'm like, what? People pay this?
Well, tell me, like, because I think this is important, right? It's like, why in the world? Like, what was your thought process when you were saying, all right, I'll just do $99 coaching sessions? Like what were you thinking in the nicest way instead of going, what were you thinking? I'm not going to say it that way. What were you thinking?
I was thinking I have a full-time job that pays. My salary was $45,000 a year. So if I do the numbers plus overtime, I was making like $35 per hour with overtime because that's time and a half. Normally, it was just like maybe $25 an hour. And then I have friends and family members who have other jobs that are getting like $9, $10, $12, $15 an hour. So when I did coaching and I was able to get $100 for an hour of my time, I'm like, let's go.
You were like, I'm winning. What's the problem? Right. Right. And so when did you see the light? I mean, when did it all make sense? Or when did you start to say, okay, this is probably not the best way to do it?
So one of the things that happens is I remember I was doing what's called $100 sessions. And I remember a client, he had paid me for like 6 months up front. That was like $3,000. I was just like, what? He paid for 6 months. But then what happened afterwards, he wouldn't show up for the coaching calls. Oh, we'd waste time on a coaching call. And then I had other clients that was paying on a monthly basis or bi-weekly basis. And I got tired of feeling like, I don't know if they're going pay next week. I don't know if they're going to show up. So there was just all of this uncertainty. And then I was second guessing my ability to coach and I wasn't really getting them a desired result. So fast forward about 2 years of experiencing things like that. I see Marquell, what's it called? He does a presentation for ET and I hear the presentation. I was just like, yo, that's kind of what I need, right? Because I was struggling to actually attract clients as well, right? So the clients I had, I was just like, let me keep these. I don't know how to find them anymore. So let me suck the life out of these clients.
Right.
So what's so crazy about my story with CAU is just like when I first heard Marquell say you can charge $3,000 to $10,000, I'm just like, that's bullshit. I'm struggling to find people to pay me $100. Then
right. Who are you? That's a lot, right? You're like, that cannot be possible. I've been doing this 2 years. People, you know, every time it's time to pay their cards, I'm chasing them. It's a collection issue, right? Like, what is that? So you listen to them and you say, and then what?
So I listen to him. I say, at the end of the presentation, he's like, schedule a call. Like, reach out to me on Instagram or something like that. So I reach out. And he was just like, when you want to talk? Tomorrow? I'm like, no.
That's hilarious. You're like, no.
Well, I wasn't ready to buy it. I was skeptical, right?
Yeah.
So I pushed the call out like 2 weeks. So eventually I get on a call with what's his name? It's not Mike. Wes. I get on a call with Wes.
Okay.
Right. And Wes started asking me about my goals and who am I coaching. As he was answering me those questions, I realized I wasn't really clear on what the hell I was doing as a coach. I just claimed that I was a life coach or something like that. And then finally he came to the critical question. He was just like, yo, Ben, how much money you want to make a month coaching? I was just like, an extra $1,000. He was like, what? That's it. It's just like, how you survive off that? What part of the country you live in? Like, how do you make that work? I'm just like, I know people surviving off less than that. That plus my full-time job, I'm okay. Yeah. He was just like, yo, you might as well get a full-time job at part-time job at Walmart or something like that. Like, we're not even willing to work for you unless you want to make like $5,000 or $10,000. And that's when I realized my goals were too small, and that's why I wasn't attracting any clients.
Yeah. You know, I always ask people, okay, so how are you eating? Just so that I'm clear, you know, $1,000, like what is it? But you know, you're thinking 10 clients at $100. Yeah. You know, and that extra $500 while you're going to work is helping, right? It's paying a bill. It's yeah. Like, hey, that's a car payment I don't have to worry about. So I talk to people all the time that the hardest thing, even about building $1 million business, right, is when you get to about a $500,000 or you get to 300,000, you're like, things are nice. You know, that it's really hard to spend more personally, more than about $30,000 a month. Like, it's hard because once you get your house and your car, then you start buying stuff that you really don't need, right? You start buying 3 cars. You start buying a Harley. Now I need a Harley. I really need a Harley, you know, that you don't ride. You start taking multiple vacations. Okay, well, even like, you know, flying first class sometimes suck. Like after 4 or 5 days, I want to go home. Like, I'm like, yeah. Done. I'm like, okay, you know, yeah, okay. I've seen the beach. It's all right. I went to I went to Paris and as a kid, right? So my parents love telling everybody that, we're sending Rochelle, you know, to Europe for the summer. And so I get there, right? And they're like, oh, look at, you know, the Louvre, look at Mona Lisa. Yeah, it looks like the picture. And Like when you get there, it's not like you go, oh, you go, okay, look, like, okay, yeah, there's the Eiffel Tower. It looks like the picture. Now I'm a little bit more sophisticated and I say, oh, isn't this beautiful in person? Because I've been conditioned to say that, right? But it's like you really have to be on that mission that you want to serve and serve at the highest level and get more and more transformations because you take care of you really, really early. You know, it's okay, what do you do after that? So you get nervous about Wes asking you these questions. And people think like we're joking about our strategy calls. You know, our strategy calls are not here, let's browbeat you into buying something from us. We really want to make sure that you are a great fit, that it's a good fit for us. Because the last thing we want is you not knowing what you're doing. We give you the secret sauce and you mess up a whole bunch of people's lives, right? Yeah. Or you get here and it's too big for you. It's too scary for you and you don't implement, right? Yeah. So when he asked you that question and you realized that you were thinking too small, what next? Like, what made you go, okay, all right, it's time.
So two things happened after that. One, when he asked me that question and I openly said, yo, I just want to make an extra 100,000. Like I realized I was just in my survival brain. I just wanted to get by. And notice, like I'm a coach. And one of the things that I often shared with my clients at the time was Rob Proctor told me that just like, yo, most people set goals, not for what they want. They usually settle for what they think they can get or what they know they can get. And I realized when he asked me that question, I wasn't going after what I want. And that's why I was double dutching.
Right. I was supposed to do the hokey pokey, right? You got one hand in and one hand out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm just like, wow. And so I'm like, yo, I challenge coming back to your drone with what you just shared about really being in it for your clients. Because I learned that, yo, like you said, you don't go into business to serve yourself. If you do that, like you're going to fail before you start. You're really going to serve your clients and that way you win. So initially I just wanted to serve myself, but I made the decision to keep having these conversations with CAU because I realized I'm telling my clients to go for what they want. Here I was settling.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah. So I got to go for what I want. So at that point I really started thinking or whatever. And I went from, extra $1,000 a month to I went $100,000 this year. Is what I told myself. And he said he was going to work with me if I kept the goal that low, so I raised it.
He's like, yeah, well, I really want you to work with me, but okay, here's another number. And okay, you know, all transparency. We get people who do that all the time. Or they fill out an application, right? And we'll say, hey, look, you know, this isn't who we work with. And then they'll go and they'll search and then they're like, okay, I do that. And then when I go, really? Okay, so tell me, you know, I had a wellness person yesterday who number one was fat, right? Like you're coaching a wellness and you're fat. Okay, there's something that doesn't work here, right? And so then I was like, so how does it work, right? I don't think it's gonna be a good fit. So how did you get past the gatekeeper Wes? You know, how did you convince him that
so we should take a chance on him? I didn't get past him, but he was just like, yo, you seem like a cool dude. I like the conversation we're having and I would want to help you right now. This is like the little entry joker and I want to send your application up for a review, but I'm not going to say your goal is 1,000. I'm going to ask they're going to deny it. I'm going to set it up. You set a bigger goal and you can talk to Mark about a week later. So I'm like, cool. I'm going to talk to Mark. Right. And then he told me, go back, refine who I want to serve, how I want to serve into my goal. And he said, yo, look at some of the stuff we got going on. So this is when I finally take the time to look at your wall of proof. And I'm looking through all of the testimonials and stuff. And I'm just like, this is bullshit. There's no. And because I saw people that I knew on there, like I saw David Shands, I saw Kansas, I saw somebody else that I knew. I'm just like, they've been doing it way too long. It makes sense that they could do it. All these other people, they're probably like the three people that I know, and that's why they're making money. This is not going to work for me. So that's the experience I went through.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is not going to work for me. All right. And then what happened?
And then I get on a coach with Mark. Mark is a cool guy. So on a coaching call with Mark, it was really cool. And I get on a call with him about a week later. We talk on a Saturday. I'm coming from the gym. Really cool dude. Me and Wes talked on the phone, but I like Zoom better. So me and Mark ended up talking on Zoom. And he really dove deep in. It's just like, yo, what are your goals? What type of company you want to do? All of this good stuff. And he got to the point where it's just like, yo, he kind of told me like, yo, well, one, he helped me. He broke down my numbers where it's just like, yo, you want to make how much money? And after talking with Wes, I didn't think to charge $3,000. I was still of the hourly mindset. I was just like, y'all want to do $500 a session. I could do that. That's going to set me free with $500 per client. And I just have like 1,000 clients. I'm going to be set. Like, I don't know how this is going to fit into my work.
Right, in 24 hours, right? But I'll make it happen. Yeah. $500. And you were so proud of yourself. Right. And that was five times what I'm charging. What are you talking about
here? I was like, help me do that. He was like, no, you got it backwards.
Yes. We don't trade time for money. That's not what we do here. We sell transformation. We want you to be able to, what is the transformation that you're going to give your client? And what is that worth to them? Yeah. Right. Those are key questions, because when you do that, I mean, it literally is priceless. I don't care what the transformation is, right? Mm-hmm. If I help you build a $1 million business at the other side of it, you know, really, you could have paid me the $1 million, yeah. Right? For mm-hmm. me to show you how to do the $1 million, because now you can go and do it again. Yeah. So you've got $1 million worth. Hey, you know, that's my new rate, right? $1 million after this. But see, because I'm not doing that $500 thing. No. So you talk to Mark, you decide that you're gonna tiptoe into the program. Is that what happened?
So I talked to Mark. He helps me out with the numbers. It makes me understand why it'd be smarter to do like 3K. Because one, it's just like, yo, I already told him, it's just like, yo, last year I had a challenge with business where it's just like, I had a full-time job, got a business trying to take care of my health, and I can't balance anything. It was just like, yo, if you did do the $500 per session and you got 25 people to enroll, that one, that's a good problem to have. You're making money. But two, what if all of them want to meet you on Monday? What is that, a 25 or 40 hour Monday? He's like, is that what your kids want? Is that what your wife want? Is that you giving back to your family? I'm like, no.
No. But I charged them five times the amount. Oi. So now you see the light. Now, do you still believe once you join the program or no?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. So, and then he had another conversation with me as we got through that. He kind of essentially was just like, yo, we can always fix the product, but let me holler at the person, right? Because he could see that along the way, like I had some limiting beliefs, my confidence in just sharing what I know, not wanting to take other people's information and just not wanting to charge people a lot of money because I don't want to fail them and stuff like that. It's just like, one, there's a lot of people half as good as you right now selling stuff that don't work and they get paid. And you right here scared and you actually got a good heart and some experiences that you can share with people. They getting gypped because you're afraid. So he gave me that one. He was just like, yo, in order for this to work, like you got to be decisive. You got to be committed. He's just like, yo, you got to be coachable and you got to be resourceful. And after he asked me those two questions and kind of described what it was, he was just like, yo, which ones are you? And stuff like that. And I kind of admitted to him like, yo, I'm lacking in the decisive area. Like right now, like I have all of those qualities, but as it relates to working with you right now, I'm not about to make a decision right now. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna take you.
So it took me about another month. And what he said, and he let it ride right there. He was just like, yo, I know you're all over the place right now, but we can still help you. But if you still need the time, I'll give you the time. And it's because I had a coaching, I already paid for a coaching session with ET and I was planning out my year. And he understood that. He was just like, yo, go talk to Ian and holler back at me and I'll give you my number and all that other stuff. And when we come back, we talk. And I talked to ET and then I came back and talked to him. And that was an effortless conversation at the end of it. I kind of, at that point, he told me I didn't come correct to his call because I didn't read through your ads copy. I didn't read nothing on the website except the testimonials. I didn't come correct. So I did my homework before the second call. And as I read through all your pages, y'all overcame all of my objections. Like, is this going guaranteed to work out? Like, what if this doesn't work? How much does it cost? So I read all of the stuff and all the questions I was going to ask him was answered there. So we kind of got to the point where he was just like, this is the investment. Like, one, he asked me, he was just like, is it the program for you or not? And you know what's crazy? Before I had the conversation with Mark, one of my friends called me and he was just like, yo, I got game on this marketing thing. Like, I got free content from Russell Brunson. I got free content from this person. And I could just give you a swipe file with all their information for free. And back in the day, I would have jumped on that. But I got to a point in my life and my business where I just like, yeah. Matter of fact, I asked him, how much money are you making right now coaching and stuff like that? And he told me the amount. It was less than $1,000 a month. And he was doing it full time. I'm just like, yo, I'm good with your information. I need results.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like, I'm done Googling stuff and just reading stuff and watching videos. Yeah. And so when I got the mark, I fully understood like, yo, you guys produce results. I asked him about his results in business. I'm just like, cool. I'm willing to invest in this because, like you said, I need a system that's going to produce consistent results for me. And you guys seem like you had that system. So I was super scared and I didn't have the money to pay. And I did have that initial down payment. I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to make the rest of the payments. But I had enough faith and belief in myself and in you guys to make that first payment on heart.
Oh, okay. Don't tell nobody else that because we don't like you. We want you to always have it all together when you come in. So once you got in, you started going through the program. What was your favorite part of the program?
What was my favorite part of the program?
Yeah. You know, the first set is we do mindset. Then after that, you go into avatar. Then after that, you know, you have creating and constructing your offer. And then after that, we put the whole online marketing machine together. And then after that, right, we help you with your sales calls after your Facebook ads. So what was your favorite part of the program?
All right. I'm going to answer your question, but I'm going to answer a different question first. My favorite part of the program was actually the people.
Okay.
So meeting Coach D. And then after meeting Coach D, well, first, one, meeting Wes first, and then Mark. And then after Mark, meeting Andre, which was fire on a momentum call. And honestly, it was after I heard a story from Andre, because I wanted to quit my job. Andre was just like, I don't know if I should share this public, but he was just like, I faked a stomachache for like 4 weeks or months. And then I made my first $200 and I quit my job. I was just like, I made like $7,000 last year and I'm still attached. Right? So when I heard Andre said that, I started to think, no, can I fake a stomachache?
Oh my gosh, all right. It's like, we do not condone you faking a stomachache, okay? Let's have that out. We do not condone it. All right.
But right. So I didn't do that, but I was really stressed and overwhelmed with work. But ultimately, yeah. I got to a point because I heard him say that. It's just like, yo, all it took him was to make $200. I had made like $8,000 last year and I didn't put my all into it. And then I already had you guys at my back and I have all this faith in y'all and also in myself. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm going to quit my job.
What did and your I decided, wife say when you did that?
She was scared as hell.
Yeah.
But I had built up so much rapport over the past 3 years that she had faith in my decision.
Yeah. Because I think, you need a spouse like that. You know, you need a spouse who's committed to you and who believes in you. And it's like, look, you know, no matter what happens, I'm with you. So awesome. Awesome. All right. And then what? So, you know, everybody's been waiting. They heard the $1,000. I just needed an extra $1,000. They heard this crazy 500. What are you charging now?
Oh, man. Shit. I got a 10K offer, a 20K offer, and a 50K offer.
Hell yeah. Hell yes. And what is life after Marquell and after CAU and after all of the people and after the automated system? What is life like now? What's your mindset? Could you imagine doing it for $100 again?
Oh, absolutely not. That don't make sense. And the reason why also, it doesn't even make sense for the person that I'm trying to help because I realized that I once you guys introduced me to this concept, I reflected on the clients that I was helping before. I wasn't really helping them. Like, I was coddling them in some sense. Like, I wasn't producing results. I was just their buddy to talk to.
Right.
So it was a waste of my time and their time as well, for real. So I was just like, that's not the best way to serve.
I don't need any more friends. Well, you know what I'm saying, though? Let's be honest. Is that you just want to chat with me, but, you know, really? Yeah. And I tell you what, at that $100, because you need so many of them, you don't tell them what they really need to hear. You tell them what they want to hear, because you're trying to make sure that you get that next payment from them.
Yeah, it sucks.
Right? Mm-hmm. Without an automated system, that's all that we do, is we're just telling them whatever it takes to get them to make that next payment.
Yeah.
And that is totally incongruent, right? It's out of integrity. It's not who you truly want to be. And that's what was going on with the business. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's all scary and all overwhelming. But when you are true to who you are and truly delivering the best that you got, right? As Anita Baker, it's like, giving you the best that I got, right? And if you always do that, then everything kind of turns around. Well, I know that you have changed people's lives just hearing your story.
Thank you.
Right? Hearing all of the funny giggles, but it to them, it wasn't funny at the time, right? And it wasn't funny when any of us were doing it. It was what we were living and what we thought things were supposed to be. So that's exciting. So you got a 50K offer. You've got all of these great, great things. You know, how's your wife now?
Oh, she good. She good. We straight.
Yeah. Everybody happy, right? Everybody. Woo-hoo! Like, all right. Yeah. Go. What? Oh, you have a coaching call. Go ahead. You know what I mean? And the job. So did they ever try to get you to come back? What? No, you just walked away forever and ever.
Yeah. It was sad how it happened. Like it was out of character for me, honestly, how it happened, because I knew like coaching was for me. And I had wanted to quit my job like 2 years prior, but I stayed with it. I tell people now, like, honestly, most people think I quit my job because they weren't paying me enough. Cause in my story, I'm just like overworked, underpaid, and overwhelmed. But for real, I quit my job because I got to a point one where I wasn't going to do more than what they paid me to do no more. And I like to over deliver. Two, because I got to a point where I stopped doing what they was actually paying me for, especially since I was working from home. Like, I was taking these long naps because I was so focused on the business and working so hard to develop the business, where it's just like I felt bad for not serving their clients the way that I was supposed to anymore. And then three, the last straw was I got to a point where it's just like, yo, no raise, no promotion, or no bonus is going to keep me here anymore. Like, I'm called to do more. So I'm like, yo, I'm out. And once I realized that, I'm just like, yo, not another day, not another minute, not another hour. So I didn't even give them 2 weeks. I was just like, I'm not coming. And that was hard for me to do, but I just knew it's what I needed to do, especially since I just paid you guys a lump sum of money. So I'm just, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Right.
It's like I'm my job ain't going to cut it.
Yep. No, you know what? And you know, Tony Robbins always talks about that burning the boat moment, right?
Yeah.
But all of us have all had that burning the boat moment, that moment where you say, never again, I'm moving on. This is it. And I can't wait to do the next thing. So before we wrap up, I always like to have everybody, if you got a special message for Marquell or for Andre, you know, when he was waking you up from the nap or whatever it is, please share it here so that they can watch and hear all the good things that you got to say about
him. Yeah, man. Marquell, like me and Marquell haven't even had that many conversations, but just seeing the social media content, seeing how everything is structured and learning from him throughout the program, although I never met him, it was just really cool seeing how he thinks, how he's wired, and seeing him at the boot camp was just really cool. So I just respect him as a human. And one of the things that really touched me at the boot camp was just like where he told that story about investing in a coaching program. And what's it called? He realized that the person he was working with cheated on his wife. He was just like, you know what? I don't want to be around that energy. And I'm still going to pay you because I understand the value of what you've given me so far, but I just don't want to be around you no more. So that just really sunk in. It's just like, wow, you really got to watch who you're around. And just like, no disrespect to them, but I just want to protect my energy and my space. So I was just like, yo, that was huge for him to one, leave because of that, and two, still give my man his money. So that was huge. And me and Andre joke around all of the time, but like, I learned so much from one of his jokes and how he approaches people and teaches people, man. So really cool. Oh, and he helped me so much at the boot camp because I thought I was an imposter. Like, I had made, like, by that point, maybe like 50 or 60K. I'm just like, yo, Andre, I'm an imposter. Like, I'm trying to be young and all that other stuff. Like, ah. It was just like, no, you good. You're actually helping people. So, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, those that are the true imposters don't feel the imposter syndrome. Isn't that something? You know, they know that they're hustling. That's just their thing. You know, it's those of us that are truly delivering a transformation that feel like, oof, because it's truly in our heart. And sometimes we're like, well, maybe we should just do this and not charge, right? That crazy thing. Yeah. But it's like, no, when we charge, people make an investment and they make a commitment. And as Mark says, and then they are resourceful, right? And they start to find ways to make it happen. So that's just awesome. So if folks want to know how to get to six figures and have a coaching program like you, where do they find you?
So they can find me on Instagram at BenBotCoaching, or they can find me on my website, BenBotCoaching.com.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. And if you are interested in truly taking your business up another notch and going from $100 a session to $3,000 to $5,000 to $50,000, then you can go to the paid ad playbook. That's the first place to go and download our playbook, where we show you the 5x5x25 method and how to build your own ultimate marketing machine so that you can build your own $1 million business.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.